Today on Gardening in a Minute, amaryllis. Florida's climate makes it ideal for growing many tropical and subtropical bulbs, and the large trumpet-shaped flowers of amaryllis make it a favorite. Amaryllis plants produce huge blooms on hollow flower stalks in the springtime. The stalks grow 2 to 3 feet tall, each bearing about 4 flowers. The flowers can be fire engine red, sunset orange, pure white, multicolored, or almost any shade of pink. Plant amaryllis bulbs in the ground or in containers anytime between September and January. The bulbs can be left in the ground for many years or dug and reset each year. They like moist, well-drained soil and fairly sunny conditions. You can even pot up amaryllis bulbs and give them as gift plants during the holidays. For more information about amaryllis and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Hypertufa planters. Love the look of stone, but not the weight and expense? With a little time and a few supplies, you can make your own planters from Hypertufa. Hypertufa is a mix of water, Portland cement, peat moss or coconut fiber, and either sand, perlite, or vermiculite. The Hypertufa mix is molded into a form and left to cure. Everyday items like bowls, boxes, or plastic bins can be used as forms. Don't forget to poke a few drainage holes into the bottom. Hypertufa planters are porous and drain well, so they make a perfect home for succulents and rock garden plants. The process can be messy, so it's best to work outside wearing gloves and old clothes. So if you need a new planter, invite some friends over for a Hypertufa party and make your own. For more information about container gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, velvet ants. With their bright and fuzzy bodies, velvet ants are unmistakable visitors in southern yards. These red and black striped insects are usually seen in lawns, pastures, or other areas with sandy soil. They can be up to an inch long, so they're fairly easy to spot. Technically, velvet ants aren't ants at all. They're actually wasps. The females don't have wings, though, so they look more like ants. The females are also capable of delivering a painful sting, so velvet ants are sometimes called cow killers. But these solitary insects aren't aggressive and will generally avoid contact with humans. If you spot one of these colorful creatures scampering through your landscape, your best bet is to leave it be and let it walk on by. For more information about velvet ants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chestnuts. The American chestnut tree dominated the forests of the eastern U.S. until the chestnut blight struck early in the 20th century. Gardeners in North Florida can still plant American chestnut trees, though they're most likely to die of blight. The alternative is to plant blight-resistant Chinese chestnut trees. Plant yours in moderately acidic, well-drained soil where they'll get lots of sun. Protect young trees from squirrels, deer, and other hungry pests. Once mature, the trees can reach up to 40 feet tall and wide. If you want to enjoy homegrown chestnuts in holiday dishes, you'll need to plant at least 2 varieties for good pollination and nut set. Scientists are still trying to develop a blight-resistant American chestnut so that majestic tree can flourish again. For more information about chestnuts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cast iron plant. As the name suggests, cast iron plant is one tough plant. This shade-loving perennial can be planted outdoors anywhere in Florida. You can even plant it in a pot and grow it as a bulletproof houseplant. Cast iron plant grows in large clumps and spreads over time, so many gardeners like to use it as a ground cover. It makes a lovely backdrop for other flowering plants, thanks to its evergreen foliage. The leaves are typically a medium to dark green, but some delightful cultivars feature yellow or white highlights. Cast iron plant can be planted in a range of soils. Once established, it's fairly drought tolerant and won't require much water or care. Indoors or out, cast iron plant is the perfect plant for any shady spot. For more information about cast iron plant and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.